What characterizes central cord syndrome?
The classic signature is weakness that is noticeably worse in the arms than in the legs, often accompanied by bladder dysfunction and highly variable sensory loss. It most commonly happens after a hyperextension injury in someone who already has cervical spondylosis, but it can also be caused by a syrinx or a midline tumor.
What are the hallmark findings of anterior cord syndrome?
It causes a loss of motor function, pain, and temperature sensation below the level of the lesion, while remarkably sparing dorsal column functions like fine touch and vibration. It's usually driven by an anterior spinal artery infarct, though a partial presentation doesn't rule out the diagnosis.
How does dorsal column syndrome present?
This causes a selective loss of vibration and proprioception below the lesion and can trigger a classic Lermet's sign if the cervical cord is involved. Common causes span from multiple sclerosis and posterior spinal artery infarcts to severe spondylosis, Tabes dorsalis, trauma, or Friedreich's ataxia.
What is Lermet's sign and how is it elicited?
It's a sudden electric shock-like sensation that shoots down the spine or out into the limbs when the patient flexes their neck. You can sometimes increase the sensitivity of the test by having them flex their hips at the same time.
What are the features of posterolateral cord syndrome?
This causes a combined loss of vibration and proprioception alongside corticospinal tract dysfunction, which often presents asymmetrically. It's tied to things like B12 or copper deficiency, zinc toxicity, HIV vacuolar myelopathy, HTLV1, heavy nitrous oxide exposure, methotrexate toxicity, or external cord compression.
What is the clinical pattern of foramen magnum compression?
Deficits classically progress in a unique clockwise around-the-clock pattern, starting in the arm on the side of the lesion, moving down to the leg on that same side, crossing over to the opposite leg, and finally hitting the opposite arm. This mirrors how the descending corticospinal fibers are organized and compressed.
What exam features suggest a spinal cord lesion?
Look for bilateral limb weakness, a clear sensory level that might sit at different heights on either side, and a tight band-like discomfort right at the top of that sensory boundary. Don't let a normal plantar reflex throw you off. A Babinski sign can be absent, so its absence doesn't rule out a myelopathy.